This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Kevin Kniestad. It's 7:33. It took just 8 hours to turn Charlotte politics on its head yesterday. In that span, Patrick Cannon went from being the sitting mayor of North Carolina's largest city to a private citizen facing federal corruption charges. WFAE's money and influence reporter Tom Bullock is here to walk us through what happened yesterday and the case against Patrick Cannon. Tom, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. What is Cannon charged with?
Well, Patrick Cannon is accused of taking more than $48,000 in cash and gifts as bribes. Now, most of it was in the form of cash, but it also included an all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas for Cannon and his wife and the use of a luxury apartment in Charlotte's South Park neighborhood. Federal authorities say these bribes were paid to Cannon so he would use his political clout to fast-track development projects in the city. And all of this is laid out in a 42-page criminal complaint released yesterday by the U.S. Attorney's Office. It includes excerpts of transcripts and details of an FBI sting operation that focused on Cannon.
Tom, what can you tell us about that sting operation?
Well, it apparently went on for years, and it involved tape phone calls, copies of emails and text messages, and that South Park apartment, it was really the center of the investigation. The whole place was laced with hidden surveillance equipment. The sting started in 2010 when Cannon was still an at-large member of the city council, and a local undercover agent, likely someone working with the Charlotte PD, that person tipped off the FBI that Cannon may be corrupt. The FBI sent in their own undercover agent who posed as a businessman working for a Chicago venture capital firm. We believe that the undercover agent was male and that he said his firm wanted to do business in Charlotte first by opening a nightclub or bar in Uptown. Now, Cannon allegedly said he could cut through the red tape by using his political clout to push through zoning changes and getting project permits. As the sting went on, this fictitious project the FBI agent proposed grew in size and scope, from just a bar to a mixed-use commercial development that would cost an estimated $125 million. And according to the charges, Cannon allegedly leaned on city staff to make sure those projects hit no snags along the way. And for this, he personally received illegal payments from the undercover agent.
Okay, how were these bribes paid?
Well, mostly it was envelopes filled with thousands of dollars in cash. But the way Cannon allegedly asked for some of the bribes, Kevin, it gets a little bit weird, which is why so many are joking that all of this sounds like it's possibly the script for American Hustle 2. Take the first time Cannon asked the undercover agent for money. He doesn't ask for a bribe directly. Instead, he asked the agent to give him $12,500 as seed money for a side project. Apparently, Cannon wanted to launch a line of feminine hygiene products called Hers. He even sent the agent a series of slides and a spreadsheet about Hers to try to get him interested in the project. But according to the complaint, as time went on, the tit-for-tat nature of the bribes for influence becomes clearer. Take that trip to Las Vegas. Cannon thinks he's going there to convince some foreign investors to help finance a major commercial project in Charlotte. Now, the foreign investors are, of course, more undercover FBI agents. Cannon suggests lying to those folks about his role in getting an actual commercial development up and running. That project was the Metropolitan. Cannon tells the fake investors that he had a direct hand in making that project come to fruition and keeping it online and on time.
Okay, now at one point, Cannon did seem to get cold feet.
He does. It's right after hearing the news that New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin had been indicted for bribery. Cannon had just received that $12,500 cash payment. He calls the undercover agent to stress it was not a bribe, but seed money, and Cannon even offered to return that money, but he never does. It's at this point that Cannon makes the joke that while he looks good in an orange tie, he would not look great in an orange jumpsuit.
And one of the bribes was apparently given to Cannon in his office at the government center.
That's correct, and that happened just last month. One of the fake foreign investors in Las Vegas apparently was skeptical about the project, so Cannon suggested that he come to Charlotte, see the city. He met him in his office, in the mayor's office, and then afterwards, the original undercover FBI agent left a briefcase full of cash, $20,000 worth, for Cannon to take. Now, Cannon apparently wasn't satisfied with that. He asked for a 1% take on the overall project. That would be $1.25 million. Cannon was arrested, apparently going to a meeting to arrange that payment.
Okay, so what happens next in the case?
Well, next in the case is Patrick Cannon will face a federal grand jury, and then if he is indicted, we'll start to hear a little bit more of what is actually in those transcripts. The defense will go through what is called discovery and those transcripts in whole, and this went on for years, remember. Those transcripts will be made available, and we may find out more.
What's been the reaction of the Charlotte City Council members?
It's shock, sadness. Everybody seems a little, they're still trying to figure out what to do. What we do know is this. Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes will be the acting mayor until the City Council has a chance to actually identify and appoint the next mayor of Charlotte. That person will fill out the remainder of Patrick Cannon's term.
That's WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.
WFAE will be covering this story as it continues to develop, and the arrest of Patrick Cannon and the charges against him are the subject of Charlotte Talks coming up today at 9 o'clock. You can also follow along at our website at WFAE.org. Support comes from WFAE members and McCall Center for Visual Arts Studio 14 Party. Support the center and preview Art Place America, Environmental Artist in Residence, Aurora Robson's Stayin' Alive exhibition, Saturday, May 3rd. Tickets at McCallCenter.org. 27 degrees at 740 on 90.7 WFAE.